Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. How well do you know the history of our neighbors to the north? When I flip my calendar over to July, I notice that today is Canada Day. Well, Canada Day is the national holiday of Canada. The possibility of a confederation between the colonies of British North America was discussed throughout the mid-1800s, and on July 1, 1867, a dominion was formed through the British North America Act, as approved by the British Parliament. It consisted of territories then called Upper and Lower Canada and of New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. The Act divided Canada into the provinces of Ontario and Quebec, and it included provisions for other colonies and territories to join in the future, which made possible the growth of Canada into its present form. The Act served as Canada's constitution until 1982, and July 1st was celebrated as Dominion Day. By terms of the Canada Act of 1982, the British North America Act was repatriated from the British to the Canadian Parliament, and Canada became a fully independent country. At the same time, the name of the national holiday was changed to Canada Day. It's celebrated with parades, displays of the flag, the singing of the national anthem, O Canada, and fireworks. Sound familiar? Well, this week we'll celebrate the 4th of July here in the U.S. with fireworks and parades. And if you keep your dial tuned to this station, you'll hear a lot of patriotic music. And for our Canadian listeners, and I can see we have some on the map available to me that shows where people are listening online to us, I wish you a happy Canada Day. Well, 4 weeks from today, our bus departs for the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter in Kentucky. While the bus is currently full, we have no one on our waiting list, so if you have an interest in going, now's a good time to get your name on that list in the event someone has to cancel. You'll find complete details about the trip on our website, wrvm.org, or give us a call at 920-842-2900. Well, I'm anticipating the work on our new carport to continue this week, and I want to just take a moment to thank those who have included a little extra to help with the expenses of that. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Suring, Wisconsin, 54174. Or you can make a gift online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.